Amazing facts change lives.
Early 1980s, all the baby boomers were turning 21, and the nightclub scenes were exploding, and I started an entertainment lighting company.
I was the president, and there were 6 divisions, doing the raves in the 80s and 90s, you know, in some warehouse where you're setting up lighting and fog, and, you know, who knows what's going on in there, and nightclub installations. I loved it, and it was who I was.
Bought a new house out of town, and we moved about 2 or 3 times. But we were always going to different churches. We were in a Lutheran church, and then we were in a Methodist church. I think we were in 3 different Baptist churches. My wife was raised Catholic. I was raised Methodist. Currently, I've been out reading all the Hal Lindsey books and watching all the Left Behind movies. And so I really wanted to understand what the Book of Revelation was all about, but nothing really ever made sense to me.
One day, Pastor Lloyd Logan came knocking, and he had that Net 99 flyer.
We were preparing for an evangelistic series, and different people were going different directions with handbills to invite people to the meetings.
I saw that coming at me, you know, all the colors, and I thought, oh no, this is some kind of cult thing.
And she said, thank you very much. She said, I'm not much interested myself, but my husband likes that kind of thing.
And Lloyd said, would you give it to him, please? And I said, okay, I will. So I took the pamphlet and I put it on the counter. Gary came home and he walked by it.
Ran through the kitchen to quickly eat and take a shower and go back out and work a show.
2-3 days went by like this, and I had moved that brochure from the counter, put it on the dining room table, put it back on the counter, and I actually threw it in the garbage. As I threw it in that garbage can, I could hear him and see his face saying, would you give it to him, please? And I actually took the garbage out. And that night, lying in bed, I kept seeing his face and hearing his voice and thinking, oh boy, I gotta get that brochure out of the garbage. And I took that and I put it right underneath the remote control. Bright colors, he'll see it.
I finally sat down in my living room and I picked up the remote and I saw that angel holding out that scroll.
Whoa, cool, what is this? And I was in the kitchen cooking and I thought, oh no.
And I looked at it and I turned it over and then I saw a little building, a little church building, and it wasn't too far away. It was about 6 houses down and it said Friday night.
And I certainly wasn't going. I mean, it wasn't my intention to go.
I didn't have any shows going on that night. And so I thought it was a one-night deal. I went, and as I heard about the Millennium Man, I was just blown away. I didn't want it to end. I knew what I was hearing was all from the scriptures, and it wasn't based on Hollywood movies or other books that were written. They said, come again tomorrow night. And I thought, wow, great, 2 nights. So I tried to tell my wife about it, and she still wasn't interested, and then she decided to come.
I started to hear the truth, you know, and I started to get fed.
Every night after the seminar, they would hand us an Amazing Facts study guide. I couldn't do those fast enough.
The business kept us going 7 days a week, and it was night and day.
Crews working all around the clock, and so when we finally heard the Sabbath message, you know, so far everything's been true right from the Bible.
Church on Saturday, no work. Anyway, it all clicked.
Both our heads turned at each other, our jaws dropped open.
I said, we can't do that.
And the first thing that came out of my mouth was, we have to.
I knew that it would be a sacrifice, and I was in fear about it.
We didn't know how we were going to do it, but we talked to the pastor about it, and the pastor said, we'll just pray about it, and God will open doors.
I didn't want to give up all the connections I'd made, all the networking, all the money, all the investment.
We went to the board and asked them if they would consider closing on Saturday, and they agreed to. So we closed the storefront on Saturday, but we were still doing productions, and that kind of bothered us. So a couple months later, God opened a door for my wife. She exited the company. I prayed about it, and God opened the door for me too.
Gary, shortly after, was offered a job, being paid more money than he made as an owner of the company.
He said, I'll give you a $1,000 raise, and you will never work another weekend.
And we were able to keep the Sabbath and enjoy the wonderful blessings that God had for us on the Sabbath day.
My kids never again had to say, quit talking about work. After the seminar was over, my wife and I and my children were all baptized into the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Even if I gave up everything, I knew that God would have something better.
I have much more understanding, and there's much more depth in my Christian walk with the Lord.
We started an Amazing Fact Bible School at our church. It allows anybody to understand the scriptures and to understand the end times. Church changed my life dramatically, and I'm very happy and excited to be a part of it.